Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. Easy All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she is the first chair of the Wynwood Group of this show, the Queen of Improv, the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, who may or may not have a new shortstop. I don't know. Maybe he's just a utility guy. Miss Allie Mack, and over there, Dylan Dallon Matthews in his brand new silver Kia, which represents part of the Kia Studios, and his Sundays in Atlanta, Georgia sweatshirt.
Yeah, we want to see you in a brand new Kia.
Used to love those commercials, man. Do y'all remember when, and I was telling Dylan about this, do y'all remember when Kia had a BOGO deal? When I was young, Kia had a BOGO, like a buy one minivan, get an Optima free.
That's incredible.
I know. It was nuts. Yeah, and there was also like a free tires for life thing going on there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think they've moved on from those days.
Yeah.
Kind of like when, was it Pizza Hut or Domino's? It was like 30 minutes or less. Or
your
pizza's
free.
They could
Domino's,
not keep up.
Yeah, that's not going to. I was going to say, never been a thing.
The hot and ready's used to be $5 at Little Caesars, and that's no longer the case. I think they're like $7 now. Yeah.
The best Domino's deal is the $5.99 medium carryout. Come on.
Bro, that is, yes.
So clutch.
So clutch.
$12 for an entire dinner for a family of four. Let's go.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I've eaten Domino's in the last 5 years, there's been alcohol involved. It's normally been a late night delivery.
Yeah.
And it's not a knock at Domino's. It's
I was going to say,
they
aren't
deliver
you a big
late.
Tombstone guy?
I am a big Tombstone guy. Yeah. But my neighbor, my buddy AB, he's going to play with us today. His girl is like a huge Domino's. And so we'll be sitting there and it'll be like, you know, of course, pre-pork chop days, and it'd be like 1 a.m., and next thing you know, they'd be like, why is this car pulling up in the driveway? And she's like, oh, yeah, I secretly ordered Domino's.
And, like,
and
yes!
It'll be like three pizzas, a cheesy bread, a garlic bread, and you're
superhero,
like, the brownie.
Wow.
And I'm like, did you just spend like $120 at Domino's? And then the next thing you know, I'm like, well, involuntarily, I just Venmo'd $30 to somebody for 1 a.m. Domino's.
Love it.
But you know what? You felt better the next morning.
I will say this, though. I'm pretty sure Domino's has the best, like, crunchy thin crust, and it's not even close. I'm willing to go out and say that.
Who's gonna fall on the sword and do a delivery pizza Top 5 Tuesday?
Dang, that's a very controversial topic because – people love what they love, right?
They do.
Like
no
Papa
doubt.
John's is incredible.
Yeah, Domino's is up there. I like Jets too. Yeah.
Jets is really good.
So underrated.
Jets is, but there's
Marco's
not a lot of them.
Marco's underrated too.
Marco's is underrated. You're right.
There's not a lot of Jets though. You got to be like when I lived in Kennesaw, literally there was a Jets within walking distance.
I think
of,
I've only had Jets
of,
once
of the apartment, and we used to get it all the time. Now. It's
got the four corner pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man!
Have you guys tried Peace Love Pizza?
Yes, I have.
Oh my!
Yeah,
goodness.
It's very solid.
That is an amazing.
It's like
pizza.
A more granola mellow mushroom.
Yeah, I
you
love
know
it.
What I mean?
Hello, hello.
I think the word you're looking for is crunchy.
Allie, have you tried? While we're on the topic of pizza and even vegan pizza, have you tried plant based pizzeria yet?
Where is that?
There used to be by my house.
It's I have to look up the exact place, but it would be it's somewhat close to here.
Cauliflower.
Okay. But yeah, it's completely vegan pizza. Oh.
The Peace Love place is only vegan pizza?
No.
No.
Oh.
Plant-based pizzeria is only vegan.
Oh. Well, you reference I got you confused. It's all good.
There are two different places. He talked about a completely vegan place. Oh, okay. I talked about vegan option place.
Oh, they have vegan option. I thought, but aren't, well, I don't know. Yeah, how do you do pizza?
Cauliflower.
I eat it with my mouth. That's how I do pizza.
But does Domino's have a vegan menu? Does Pizza Hut?
Okay, listen. I made the decision to be vegan at 30 years old. I know what pizza tastes like. This is not breaking news.
Well, no, I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying how do you do, these regular places have options?
Just like you guys.
One bite, everybody knows the rules.
One bite at a time.
Allie's in her head just like, stop trying to treat me differently, Bo.
I'm just curious if those places have vegan pizza.
How do you eat meat? I don't know. It's just, it's very simple. I eat one piece at a time.
I just didn't know if they have options at these places like, you know, Papa John's and stuff. That's all. That's all I was asking.
There are always options. All right, let's talk about the headlines since we last got to hang out. The Hawks are back in action tonight, taking on the Spurs in San Antonio. Pregame is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 8. The Buffalo Bills are in Houston tonight to take on the Texans on Thursday Night Football. The Braves have announced that closer Raisel Iglesias will return to Atlanta, paying him $16 million. He might come up again in Throwback Thursday trivia at 6:40. The Falcons have designated Divine Diablo to return to practice from the IR, which is good news. But we definitely got some bad news yesterday when it comes to Michael Penix. He will need surgery for a partially torn ACL, which will end his season. Kyle Trask has been signed to the practice squad, and Easton Stick is now on the active roster.
I have so many questions about the timeline that was thrown out there on this report. You know, partial tear, full reconstruction, and the timeline that started out was 9 months. Like, just automatically, by, like, Rappaport or whoever's throwing this out there, and I'm going, like, why is that automatically the timeline that's thrown out? It just seems like 9 months is a random time. It's like, hey, this is going to be a 10 to 12 or 6 to 8. Or for somebody to just throw out 9 months as such a concrete number, I was a little bit thrown off by that. I was like, I don't understand how this number 9 months just popped up. Does that mean that, like, he's not going to be fully cleared for 9 months? And obviously Raheem, you know, was asked questions yesterday about the quarterback in the offseason. He's like, well, we'll talk about that when we get there. I don't blame him. But the 9 month path for this partial tear is interesting to me. And, you know, I like it, watching the playback. Dylan will remember this because I watched it with him. I was sitting there. Dylan's like, oh, I wonder if he got rolled up or, you know, got his leg caught behind him. And I go, I'm not so sure the injury didn't happen before he got hit. And watching it back, I was like, that's exactly what happened. He planted his foot, he threw the ball, and then he got hit. And there it was, right there on the field.
I just think 9 months is what the doctor has told somebody. Yeah, it's a 9 month recovery, and so that's what they're putting in there. I mean, the partial tear means nothing.
Yeah, but how many times have you ever heard a doctor give you a that specific of a timeline?
Well, I don't know. I don't really talk to doctors a lot, so I would just tell you that the partial tear means absolutely nothing. I had a partial tear in mine. You still have to do the whole thing. It's not, you know, if it was. If how much of a tear mattered, they wouldn't be doing, you know, then the surgery probably wouldn't be on the table. But I heard a report that, oh, it might only be 6 months because it's a partial tear. It's always going to be completely redone. Like, I was really, that's what confused me of why how there was confusion on an ACL. Surgery is surgery. You know, and it used to be like 12 to 15 months for this injury. And then Adrian Peterson came back, and all of a sudden it felt like he was a miracle. And it's just how the advancements of medical, you know, surgeries and the medical practices has come along, where it seems like it's less and less. It's like the Achilles is becoming. Achilles used to be almost a 2-year recovery, which for some people it still is. Aaron Rodgers was playing pretty good last year in the middle of the year after his.
It cracks me. It cracks me up. You're like, I don't know. I don't talk to doctors much. Literally, it feels like every other day on here we hear an injury report on somebody. The Braves, starting pitchers, or like this yeah, guy. How, it's always
when,
like,
when do you hear a doctor tell
weeks.
You? Yeah, you have a head coach say, it's a knee. It'll take, he's week to week. Well, hell, that means nothing to me because that doesn't even mean it's healed. That just means that the tolerance of pain is just good enough when you shoot it up that when it wears off by the third quarter, you can still play. That's all that means to me. That's pretty much it.
You were just talking about how you don't ever talk to doctors, and yet you're like, the tolerance of pain in the third quarter when they shoot it up. What are we talking about now? How do you know that specifically?
No, because no doctors ever told me that. I've talked to players. They're like, yeah, I mean, basically it's tolerance. And,
weird. Timeline's weird.
There used to be a time and place in the NFL that Michael Penix probably would have shot the knee up for the next month and a half and then got surgery.
I mean,
they used to just give out painkillers and those cortisol shots or whatever they are, cortisone, whatever. Like they would just give it to them, and then you would off season was when you did all this. So,
trust me. Yeah, I used to get shots when I was at lidocaine, and you get tortol, and all this stuff kind of came crashing down a little bit. A couple of investigations thrown in there for a couple NFL teams, and that went by the wayside.
All it took was one quarterback getting a pain pill addiction, and then everything changes. Thanks, Brett Favre.
Yeah, I'm not even touching that.
Obviously,
you're left of that.
The news with Michael Penix being out for the season and the recovery, whether it's 9 months, 6 months, however long it's going to take, has opened up a lot of questions. We're going to be covering all of it today. We already knew Kirk Cousins was going to be in this Sunday against the Saints. How will the rest of the offense match up against the New Orleans defense? That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is keeping us on track at 6:22. And this Sunday, Falcons face the Saints in New Orleans. Pregame with Mike and Bo right here. We'll start at 2 on 92.9 The Game. Wes and Arch take over with kickoff at 4:25. Obviously, got a lot of news yesterday. A lot of changes for the Falcons this weekend. We're going to have no Michael Penix. He will be undergoing a surgery for a partially torn ACL. Takes him out for the season, but we already knew that ahead of time he was going to be out for at least 4 weeks. So Kirk Cousins was already slated to take over. And Zach Robinson talked about how the Falcons are going to cater to Kirk at QB.
Yeah, it'd be kind of a blend. You know, we've obviously built the offense around Mike and you know, the things that he does well, and as well with our run game. And so, you know, we'll go back to, you know, some things that we've done last year, Kirk's done in the past, and, you know, get ultimately acclimated to Kirk and what he does well. We're always adapting to our guys.
There's one thing about this that excites me. The thought that we might go under center a little bit more this coming weekend. It's not a problem with the pistol. The pistol in and of itself is not an issue. The way we utilize the pistol has become a problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So to see Kirk come out multiple times in however many snaps he played in the second half the other day and go under center what felt like every other snap and run wide zone and do different things like that from under center, the thought of a 100% healthy Kirk Cousins going under center and possibly just maybe a smidge of bootleg thrown in there is just getting me riled up. All right, we've got to utilize it. We've got to utilize under center. We've got to utilize that in short yardage stuff. So am I excited that Kirk is playing? No, I can't lie about that. I think there's probably some upside. The thought of Kirk playing once again without Drake London makes me feel even worse about it. But if there is a shiny small sliver of bright side, it's that I think that they can start integrating this run game with this passing game just a little bit better with him and some of the capabilities he does have in the play action game.
Well, the good thing is Kirk's got plenty of practice working with guys like David Sills and Kadarrell Hodge, who are going to get time.
Casey Washington.
Casey, well, I mean, I'm going to – what a – we're talking about derailing. The concussion thing is really just – derailed him a little bit.
Yeah.
But without Drake, you know, that's, I mean, I Devin Tompkins could be maybe active. I know he's, I think he's still in the practice squad. He was, I believe, active the Miami game.
Yeah, I think he was.
It was either that or maybe it was the Washington game when Agnew was out that game. But look, their defense is the best part. They're not great at getting after the quarterback. They've only got 21 sacks. So, but they're still, believe it or not, they're the best part about their team, especially their passing defense. Their passing defense is ninth in the league. So they've done a good job at shutting that down. And to be absolutely upfront, the passing part of our offense has been the worst part of our offense. We haven't been very good throwing the football.
Yeah.
I know we've had a lot of struggles. So hopefully what Kirk Cousins brings as a veteran, his presence and understanding defenses, really allows the offense to kind of open up a little bit.
Yeah, it's hard for me to look at these defensive statistics that they have and not at least consider, for the most part, that their record and their offense's inability to move the football or stay on the field has led into that. You know what I mean? Like, I look at it and I go, okay, they're ninth in passing defense. And it's good or bad, right? It's both ways. Ninth in passing defense. I'm going, okay, a lot of teams have gotten up on them. It's probably not a lot of passing teams in the second half. Probably teams have veered away from the passing game. You look at some of the other stuff that they rank, you know, below average in, and it's like, God almighty. I mean, I feel like for the first half of the season, their offense couldn't stay on the field at all. And for the time of possession, the amount of plays you're running on defense, they're bound to get gashed at some point.
Yeah, they've been outscored by 80 points in the first half.
Yeah.
By 80, I mean, and it's not, it is wild. 80 points is a lot of freaking points to be outscored by.
Yeah.
And a lot of it does lead back to the inefficiencies that they've had on offense with Spencer Rattler. Now they've gone away, and that's one of the things that they didn't do last week. I mean, or 2 weeks ago against Carolina. Tyler Shuck did a good job of taking what they gave him, and the defense didn't get worn down.
Yeah. I completely agree. It's got to be a complimentary brand. We always talk about it here, and that's why when I look at theirs and I look at this point in the season, and it works, like I said, it works both ways. The defense also knows that you're probably going to run the football in the second half, so they're, you know, they can load the box in a number of different ways and kind of, you know, back down other teams from running the football. So it kind of works both ways, but I agree with Bo. All that to say, I agree with Bo that this is the best part of their team, and their defensive unit can still get after you up front, 100%.
The two linebackers, Davis and Pete Werner, DeMario Davis and Pete Werner, they're filthy. Now, DeMario Davis, you can say, well, yeah, you guys have been around 14 years. Well,
He's still playing at a high level.
Well, you know, I don't care if he plays at a high level any other time, but I know he does against the Falcons. I mean, the guy in 15 games against the Falcons – literally has over 100 tackles, with 3 sacks and 10 tackles for loss. I mean, he plays well against us. All right, he's close to having a tackle. You know, basically he's putting a negative play out there per game against you. That's negative plays kill drives.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that came out of yesterday, I think, was a little bit encouraging, is Kirk did speak with the media yesterday, and he was talking about how he's looking to capture the momentum that they had last year when they were 6-3.
Yeah, I think I was asking myself that about week 10 or 11 last year on, you know. So if I had the simple answer, I don't even know if I'd tell you, but I think that's the challenge, right, is how do we get back to that? And I think the fact that it was there goes to show that it was there. You know, let's go do it again. But at the same time, nothing is – you're not entitled to anything. Nothing's going to be given to you. You got to go earn it. You got to go play well enough to make that happen. I think those 9 weeks, to the degree that we were playing well, not every week was perfect, but to the degree that we were playing well, it was because we were maniacal in our preparation and our effort, and every detail we had to be on to find a way to win and to move the football. So, you know, it was never easy in those moments either, and I think we find ourselves there again now.
I'm find myself laughing because somebody out there in their car right now driving around is going, "Shut up, Kirk." You know, like nothing he said was, you know, it is what it is. He understands the moment. He understands the situation he's in, this team's in. He understands what last year looked like. You know, some of the comments he was making yesterday kind of fell on deaf ears. But, I mean, look, no matter what Kirk said, somebody was going to be upset about it. And I agree with him. That maniacal preparation is what's needed. And if nothing else, I hope that that's something else that can kind of take this team to the next level and win a game and stop this losing streak.
Well, there's a lot of fake outrage on stuff with what he said and just bringing looseness. You know, maybe we're too damn uptight. Like, maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe that's part of this team's problem. You know, when you play uptight, you make mistakes. And what did did Michael Penix look comfortable on Berlin? No.
No.
He looked uptight. And when you come off the field and you know, there when there's no joy in what you're doing, you normally don't do it very well. And if Kirk Cousins can bring a little bit of, you know, just of a relaxed attitude and looseness to that offensive unit, they might loosen the hell up and start playing a little bit better. Because when guys like are dropping, just, I mean, dropping handoffs essentially, that which is what Kirk gave Kyle Pitts at the end of the game he dropped, or what he Penix gave Kyle Pitts in that Berlin game. It feels like guys are playing puckered up.
Yeah.
And so loosen the hell up. And if his attitude can bring that, the fans and the media shouldn't be criticizing him for, don't joke about that. It's not funny. Dude, get up. Like, you guys.
You get too uptight. One person that's like, this guy looks broken. He's, you know what I mean? Like, look at the look on his face. He looks broken. And then you see Kirk kind of lighthearted, and people don't like that either.
I saw fans mad yesterday because at some point in a 25-minute press conference, Raheem Morris had the audacity to smile and laugh. And you shouldn't be laughing. Michael Penix is gone. And people are talking about Penix like he's dead, Mike. He's not. He tore a knee. And it's not his third ACL surgery on that knee. It's his first. Relax. The uptightness and the overreaction, I get we haven't made the playoffs in 8 years. I trust me, no, I live it as much as anyone. But, I mean, we can't go home and kick our dogs and, you know, throw things at walls because our NFL team is having a rough stretch. Like,
yeah,
we've got to, like, woosah, it's, you know, and just, you know, 3-2-1, 1-2-3. You know, like, we got, like, Kirk Cousins is allowed to have fun at work, just like you are.
I don't know. I don't know what the right reaction is from these guys right now. I don't know that there is one unless you win football games. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it all boils down to. And I understand. Look, I there has definitely been times this year where I've watched press conferences or heard comments, and I'm like, dude, you're completely misreading the room / what are we talking about? Mm-hmm. I don't think – sometimes Raheem says things that I'm like, you don't even believe that. Like, you don't even believe what you're saying right now.
Well, yeah.
But the you know, some of the comments from Kirk yesterday, I actually enjoyed hearing it from that perspective, because it feels like we got caught in a rut the last 5 weeks, and he's part of that. But I do look at it and go, you know what? At least there's a little bit of lightheartedness, and at least, you know, we can go into this with no expectations. I don't have any expectations for Kirk Cousins under center. because Drake London's not in the game, and that's been the entire offense for a while. Bijan's got to be a massive part of this. Darnell Mooney has to step up. Kyle Pitts needs to be featured. And then somebody else from the wide receiver core you just talked about has got to step into a role and catch a big-time pass at some point in the game.
Well, and Bo, Kirk age, where he might know that Family Matters episode, so he might know the mantra.
Guarantee he does.
Somebody. 3, 2, 1.
Guarantee you.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he might need to.
What the heck is bothering me?
Yeah.
He might need to use it in the locker room, maybe in a huddle at some point during the game Sunday.
I just look, man. I hope we go down to New Orleans, get a dub, and I hope I'm seeing one of these. You know,
yes,
later
swag
on.
Surfing.
I know that the ship has sailed on a lot of this team's goals, but just little small resurrection here. That's all I'm asking for. You know what I mean? Good vibes, hopefully.
Hopefully. Join the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. That's us. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Coming up, he's not leaving. He's saying that he's staying in Texas despite those rumors. We'll cover that, and we've got my Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. The theme is strike a pose. It sounds way off base. I promise it's not. It's not! That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You swag and serve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And we've got my Mac drop coming up in a moment. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. But he's not leaving. Steve Sarkisian is pushing back on rumors that he is looking to leave Texas. This is what he had to say.
People reporting or insinuating that there's a possibility I could leave the University of Texas. And that is absolutely false and untrue. I'm not going anywhere. Never do I do this because I never want to be a distraction. So I never address these things. But at this point now, I feel like that is important that I do this because it's important for our team. It's important for our university. I've had no discussions, not with my agent, not with the university, not with any other school, not with any NFL team, about ever going anywhere else. I came here to win championships. So moving forward, when some Joe Blow decides to put something on social media out there, we all don't run with it like it's the gospel. Can we all agree on that on this call? And if you have a question about my future with the University of Texas, ask me on one of these calls. Ask Chris Del Conte. He'll be more than happy to take your call so that we can set the record straight, so that we can focus on our football team, which is really what we should be doing.
Mike, go ahead and say what you want to say.
He said doo-doo. And the funny thing is, I'm laughing because I'm laughing at that, obviously, but because I'm a child. But also, like, that ain't happening, Sark. I hate to tell you, dude. I got respect for you. I love what you've done at Texas. It's been nice, But this whole thought process, will you please, if you guys hear something, please ask me on one of these calls. No, no, dude, it's not happening. That's never happened in the history of reporting to where they're going to, because they don't believe you. And for good reason. A lot of these, like, of course that's what you're going to say.
Yeah, but where
until
would he go?
Something is, until you've signed a contract and something is set in stone, of course.
Where's like he going? Where's he going? Where, what job is better in college?
Well, you remember the report came out, what, 3 weeks ago? The NFL. NFL. I would 100% make that leap if I was him.
The report he's talking about, and by the way, I don't know why he just doesn't say Desmond Howard's name.
Right.
But Desmond Howard posts some video with uninformed is the best way to put it about, oh, I wouldn't be surprised that job's not open. And then Chris Del Conte, the AD, was like, that's news to us. Thanks for letting us know. And I don't blame Sark for being irritated, especially when it's a guy like Desmond Howard, right? Who's going to come to your campus or they want to interview you on the field while you're walking around during warm-ups, but then they're just going to throw out unfounded rumors about you. So I understand why he's a little bit irritated. And even when Diana Rossini put it out, she had to walk it back because she made it up. And she admitted it. She was like, oh, well, I mean, I was kind of like talking abstractly about it. And she had to go on the air. She went on a podcast and was like, well, I was just kind of talking. I didn't hear from anybody that was the case. I was just, you know, it's like, I kind of understand why he's irritated, really. And plus, his season's not going the way he wants it. But
pretty sure I heard that podcast. That's not what I gathered from.
That's what I gathered from, is that essentially she just threw it out there because that's what they do. That's what certain reporters do, and they don't know. And the reality of the situation is that I understand it, but there's nowhere that's better in college football from a setup to win than Texas. They got rid of the Longhorn Network, which was the worst thing there. But it's got all the money in the world. The resources are there. It's a football. It should be a football factory. It's just as good of a job as a Georgia, as an Alabama, as, you know, whatever, Ohio State. Texas is just as good as those jobs.
I agree with that. I agree with that. It's unquestionably a top five job, if not top three job in the country. And I'm with you. I don't know where he'd go in terms of college football. And this, you know, to me, this has every wrinkle of angling for more money at some point, which he probably doesn't even know about. So we'll see. Well, but I believe when I ain't leaving. Leo DiCaprio, baby.
As far as college football this weekend, got an ACC matchup with Georgia Tech hosting Pitt.
Ramblin' Wreck, 7 o'clock Saturday night, man. That ought to be a good one. I was thinking about going to that game. Haven't sorted that out yet, but. You know, look, and we've had questions on socials already about Georgia Tech and their ranking in the college football playoff, but the bottom line is just go win, right? This mm-hmm. is one of the tougher games of the season. If you are a legit college football playoff contender, you should not have trouble beating Pitt, and then go play Georgia, see what happens. But if you beat Pitt, you're playing in Charlotte in the ACC championship game, and everything's out in front of you. So a lot of questions can be answered that can be, you know, win number 10. This Saturday, and hopefully they can get it done.
Want to know how good Haynes King is? Tech has the top-ranked offense yards-wise in college football. I didn't know this. Dylan gave us these numbers. It was interesting. And and I knew their defense had been bad lately with the injuries of the secondary, but to have the 105th-ranked defense in the country, that's how Haynes King has carried this team to 9 wins.
Yeah.
Look, Tech's not getting hosed in the college football playoff, nothing like that. All they got to do is win. All they got to do is win the games in front of them, and I really just mean the ACC games. They need to show that they're, you know, obviously they go win the next 2 games that they all play in the ACC would mean they're the ACC champions.
Now, you and I talked about this a little bit off air. It does feel a little bit dumb to me that in all the CFP projections, Miami is the lone ACC team and has no path to winning the ACC.
Yeah, the conference schedule is what's boosting Miami, playing a team like Notre Dame as opposed to Georgia Tech. And look, I give Tech credit. They went and you know, scheduled a team in the Power Five, but Colorado's garbage. The Deion experiment is post Travis Hunter is not working out well. So in Virginia, I couldn't tell you Virginia's non-conference schedule, but there's no way it's as good as Miami's.
Yeah.
There's just no way, and that's what's hurting those teams. I know Miami's – and Louisville is not a terrible loss for Miami.
No, it's not.
And really, SMU's not either. They're not – it's not a good loss, but it's not terrible. And either one is a terrible loss. So
– It just feels dumb to me that to even float the idea that Miami's the only ACC team in, because it's just kind of an impossibility. It really is.
Well, you also
it's
have
neither
to have,
here nor there right
you,
now.
You also have to have Miami ranked that high if you're the committee, because – that's basically Notre Dame's claim to fame right now, as they lost a close game to Miami and to Texas A&M.
It just feels absurd that Notre Dame gets more credit for losing closely to Miami than Miami does for beating Notre Dame. It seems ridiculous, but that's a whole other conversation for another day.
Make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. This is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, it's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Throwback Thursday, Trivia Day.
A little bit nervous about this topic. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this means.
For the season, just so everybody knows, Bo is leading 12. Mike, you have 10.
Yeah, I'm on a serious cold streak here.
So last night, the news broke that Raisel Iglesias is officially a Brave again, coming back for $16 million. Now, that news broke right in the middle of us watching the morning show finale, but no big deal. Paused it for that presser, Raisel. No big deal. We all know his famous pose, though, after he gets a win. Yeah. Double digits to the sky.
Yes.
All right, so today's trivia is strike a pose.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you questions about different poses. A lot of celebration dances in this, okay? If you know the question, your name is your buzzer, as always. And Dylan, please help me referee this. All right, here we go. What Viking popularized the
Mike. Jared Allen.
Bo. Justin Jefferson popularized the gritty.
That is correct.
I didn't even get that far.
He's like, Jared
Allen.
I was thinking the lasso.
Yeah, maybe let her finish the question.
Okay.
All right, Bo's in the lead. 1-0. Who made the pose Blue Steel famous?
Bo.
It's
Ben Stiller, and it's
I don't know.
Three.
It's not Hansel. It's
that's the name you remember.
I know. That's what I'm killing myself for.
This Hansel is so hot right now.
This is killing me because I love this movie.
All right.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
No.
It's Ben Stiller. He plays
the
model.
He's the model. Yeah.
The only Ben Stiller movie that comes to mind automatically is Meet the Father.
Okay. No, I remember. No.
I know I see it now, but I don't remember the name of it.
Zoolander.
Zoolander.
I knew it started with a Z. I wanted to say Don't Mess with the Zohan, like Adam Sandler.
All right. Who made the Primetime Shuffle famous?
Mike. Deion Sanders.
That is correct. 1-1.
I'm an idiot. That's why it's not 2-1.
Madonna sings the lyrics "Strike a Pose" in what song? It's also a very famous magazine.
Mike. Vogue.
That is correct. 2-1. Look at you knowing Vogue. Which pop star is known for striking a one-gloved pose with a tilted hat?
Michael Jackson.
That's correct. It is 3-1. All right. Which superhero's pose was Cam Newton's celebration?
Mike.
Bo.
Mike.
Superman.
That is correct. It is 4-1. Still a lot of time to come back, Bo.
Yeah, plenty.
Which baseball player is known for the iconic point to the outfield, Bo?
Babe Ruth.
That is correct. 4-2. Which NFL player did the Fate of Ophelia dance to celebrate his 100th touchdown? The Fate of Ophelia is a Taylor Swift single.
Mike. Travis Kelce.
That's correct.
You might as well have been speaking Mandarin for the first part of the question. I was like, do what now? I was like, is that a boat?
If you wanted to recreate the say anything pose, what do you need to hold above your head?
Mike. Both hands.
What's in your hands?
The world?
No. boombox.
Okay, I have no idea.
But the guy's holding the boombox?
Hey, Dylan, did you know that?
No, this is from the 80s.
Oh, sorry.
No way.
All right.
Maybe a John Cusack reference would have been helpful.
What did Terrell Owens pull out of his sock?
Mike, Sharpie.
That is correct.
Let's go.
6-2. Ed Smith originated it, but Desmond Howard popularized.
Bo, the Heisman Post.
That is correct.
Nice.
6-3. What NBA player gave Spike Lee the choke sign?
Bo.
Whoa, Dylan.
Bo was first.
All right, Bo.
Reggie Miller.
What are we doing? Wow. I was so confident when I looked over there. I was like, yeah, I got this.
You almost had it, Mike.
6-4. Which movie is the I'm King of the World?
Bo. Mike.
Bo.
Titanic.
That is correct. Uh-oh. 6-5.
This is unbelievable.
What is the iconic pose? What iconic pose does the Karate Kid perform?
Bo. It's the crane.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a tie. We have the worst question for the tiebreaker here.
Yikes.
What singer is known for the single ladies hand flip?
Mike. Beyonce.
That's correct.
Bo, love that song.
Beyonce. Look at
I'm
you.
I'm just in touch. Hey, Travis Kelce. You know, what's the name of that song?
The Fate of Ophelia.
The Fate of Ophelia.
Well, congratulations, Mike. You won.
I tried
it was
to cough
very
that
close,
one up.
Though, Bo.
Tried to cough that one up.
7-6.
Yeah, I blew it with Zoolander.
Bo is still in the lead for the season, 12-11. Congratulations, Mike. Coming up. Yes, there's a lot of Falcons news. How is everything going to work this weekend in New Orleans? We'll weigh it out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.